T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I am live down in Orlando, Florida, the land of the mouse. The whole NFL is here. Drew Rosenhaus just walked through the hallway I'm in with his wife and family. I think a lot of these guys will probably take their families to Disney or Universal or whatever.
It is spring break time.
It is spring break time, which makes the flights very expensive down here. B. Mitch, I had a god-awful flight yesterday out of Dallas.
Was it late?
It was all. It was everything that could happen, happened.
Huh?
It was 90-minute delay.
Mm.
Then I was in the middle seat in the second to last row.
Mm.
And really, really rough turbulence.
It was rough for me going down on Friday as well.
And I'll tell you the other part privately, but the people I was sitting with were weird. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, thank God it was a short flight. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made it. All right, back to business, though. By far the most interesting kind of developing story for the NFL, and we're a month out from the draft. I mean, you've got Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh, and what, if anything, does that make the Steelers? Because they've got a really good defense. You know, are they a Super Bowl contender now with Russ, or does Russ still have it? There are certainly interesting questions from around the league. Can the Chiefs three-peat? Like, there's interesting stuff. But the top of the draft, because it's so quarterback-heavy, and you've got big-name, big-time prospects. You've got Caleb Williams, who won the Heisman 2 years ago. You got Jaden Daniels, who won the Heisman this past season.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. McCarthy, who just won a national championship. Drake May, who a lot of people think really highly of and was, you know, has been considered a top quarterback prospect for basically his whole college career. Then even further down the line, like, Bo Nix has played a ton of college football. Michael Penix was in the national title game. Like, there's so much interest in all of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is driving all of the stories right now. And Antonio Pierce and the Raiders are kind of right in the middle of this thing. The Raiders right now pick 13th, but they are not being shy about the possibility of trading up and who they might want. Here is Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce.
I think everything's on the table. Whatever makes the Raiders better, I'm all for. And when I say I'm a go-getter, meaning whatever it takes to win, whatever it takes to get the best player to make our team the best, that's what I want to do, and that's what I like to see us do. Tom Telesco's, you know, has a lot more experience in the drafts than myself. I'm going to lean on him and his expertise on what we should do. And if it's the right fit and that guy there that we want is a Raider and he fits the Raider culture in our way, then we'll go get him. Yeah, it was good. Going at the combine, these pro days, getting around these prospects, they're all ultra competitive. And that's what I like about them. You know, they all, you look at them, there's a few quarterbacks that got over 50 plus starts. There's some guys that, you know, 3 and done and 1 and done, you know, for that matter. But what you're looking for is a leader. You know, you're looking for somebody that wants to come in, like I was asked earlier, you know, to come in that room and be competitive, give us that edge. And again, if it's a rookie, if it's Aiden, if it's Minshew, if it's Brown, you know, we're going to put the best player out there that gives a chance to win.
You obviously know Aiden from back in the day. Did you see when you were with him this type of a rise or potential out of him?
Yeah, I thought he would be a Heisman winner. I did. That was my recruiting pitch to him. I just thought it would be where I was at previously.
Do you think his game could translate to the NFL?
If you win a Heisman, most likely you guess. You know, when you're looking at Jaden and all these quarterbacks, you know, extremely talented. One thing about him that I think separates the rest is his ability to run. He can run. You know, when you can run like that in the SEC and put up those kind of numbers, I think that translates very well.
You think he can bulk up for the pros, or does he need to?
I think he's just that, you know, nature take its course. You know, I mean, obviously he's been doing it as a slim athlete throughout his whole career. So I think just with, you know, being the nature of a man, you'll get bigger as you go along. So he'll be fine.
Developing rookie quarterbacks is always a challenge. How do you see that helping a guy to evolve into a league? Is rushing him, is playing him quickly, rushing him? Is you need to get the mistakes out of the way? How do you kind of view?
Yeah, I think it all depends on the quarterback we get and who that guy is. I mean, do you want to throw him to the fire? No. I don't think that's been the best way. I play with a guy like Eli Manning. First pick overall, didn't play until like week 8 or 9, his rookie season. Didn't become a starter until year 2. So, 1,000 ways to skin a cat. We'll do what's best for the player and ourselves going forward. And we'll really just let it play out. I can't really answer that question now. To be
all right. That's just a snippet of Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce doing his media availability today. So everybody understands the coaches talk for a half hour. They sit down at these tables, and reporters can bounce around from coach to coach. Tomorrow morning, today was the AFC. Tomorrow's the NFC. So tomorrow I will sit down at Dan Quinn's table and be there the whole time, whereas today I kind of get to run around and cherry-pick some questions for people I think are important and relevant. Mm-hmm. Brian, listening to Antonio Pierce, now we know that he was on the Arizona State staff that recruited Jaden Daniels. He thought he was a Heisman Trophy winner then as a young man coming out of high school. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, you know, like you said, that was his pitch. And he had a chance to talk to the young man, and he saw things that a lot of us don't see. I for me, to be totally honest with you, Jay, the thing about Jaden's size to me is, like, I don't know – if it's
You've been kind of out on that as a factor.
I'm way out on it because, to be honest with you, when you start really talking to scouts about that, that'll be the last thing they mention. But I think we have picked it up in the media, and that's what we present a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a talking point. And it is probably something that has been started by someone who wants him to slip because of it. But I think people are smart enough, like just like Antonio said, let nature take its course. When you were a certain age, you couldn't gain weight. Now you try. Now you can't not gain it. You know what I mean? Your
right.
body will take over, and you'll get a little stronger. But the fact that he played in the SEC and was able to be there that many games tells me everything I need to know.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I told you what Scott told me last week, that at the LSU Pro Day, by far the most important is that he weighs in at 210 or higher. And frankly, if the scouts know that, leads me to believe he probably knows it, and mm-hmm. his team of representatives know it, and he'll come in at 213, and then we all shut up about this. Like, remember for Kyler Murray how big of a deal it was that he comes in at 5'9 or 5'10 or whatever it was, and then sure enough, he landed there, and that storyline went away.
But the funny thing about that, though,
on the Daniels thing becoming less and less relevant.
Yeah, the funny thing about that is, and I mentioned this to you last week, no one ever talked about Bryce Young's size. And the dude looks...
He did avoid that somehow.
Yeah, but he is 5'10 something and weighs about 180 pounds. Nobody discussed that, but now you're going to discuss a guy who has the height, maybe a little slim, but let's talk about the fact that he was in those games all the time. And I think that it becomes a thing that kind of... It's a part of media that irritates me, where I think the media discusses it more than the actual scouts do.
Sure.
Yeah.
To that point, did it seem – and Antonio Pierce was very clear in saying, you know, any sort of draft, trade, decision-making stuff, that's going to run through Tom Telesco, yeah. the general manager. Like, he didn't want to be putting anything out there that, like, he was going to make a move or something, right?
Yeah.
But – in hearing him talk about we're going to do whatever it takes to find guys that fit into the Raider culture and make us a better team, and then the way he talked about Jaden, it sure seemed like he would love to have Jaden Daniels on his team.
I mean,
he
had experience with him, and I can believe that he would like to have him. But I also know he understands he's been in the league long enough to understand that that would be costly. And he's talking about building a Raiders culture. If you have to give up as much as it might take, you might not be able to build that culture how you want to build it. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah.
So I think he understands that aspect as well.
I just wonder. What I wonder in Vegas is an owner that just shelled out a lot of money for Christian Wilkins, and he's paying Max Crosby a lot of money, and they're making a lot of money in Vegas. But here's the thing about Vegas is there's other shows to go to. You go see Beyonce or Travis Tritt or whatever. They got a lot. You got to keep the eyeballs on you in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if an owner wants a quarterback, gets awfully interesting. And I think B, one thing I can tell you from talking to people this morning, the rise of J.J. McCarthy is real. Mm-hmm. That sounds very, very real. And certainly, you know, QB at 3 or 4 seems doable. I'm curious if QB at 2 is doable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.